question is asked in halakha, which is obvious that when a person eats a fruit from the Zayin Minim, from the seven fruits that Eretz Yisrael was praised with, for example, grapes, the beracha rishona is borei pri ha'etz, the beracha harona is ala etz, v'ala perot. However, the question is, let's say a person had grapes, and also he had apples. So he made etz on the grapes that come into apples. Now regarding beracha harona, what is he supposed to make? Well, normally if a person eats apples alone, the beracha harona is borei nefashot rabot. However, Maran writes in Siman Resh Het Halakha Yud Gimal, Imachal Perot Meshimrat Aminim, Veachal Tapuchim, En Sarich Lebarech Ala Tapuchim Borei Nefashot, Shegam Hem Bechlal Birkat Ala Etz, Shegam Hem Peri Etz Hem. Halakha says that by saying the Beracha Harona Ala Etz for the grapes, that covers the Nefashot for the apple. Because what does Alayetz mean? You're breaking a beracha for things that come from a tree. Apples also come from a tree. And therefore, the halakha, whenever you're going to make Alayetz, you do not have to make nefashot on other fruits that come from a tree because it's nechlal, because it's covered. However, let's say a person had wine, and he had with his wine an apple or another type of fruit. The beracha of Alayetz apriya gefin does not cover nefashot. Only etz can cover other etz. However, when you have gefen, when you have wine, and you have another fruit, halakha says you have to make ala gefen on the wine, and you have to make borei nefashot on the fruit itself. Maran continues and says, in that same halakha, v'uadim, imachal basar v'dagim, if a person had meat and fish, v'achal mechameshet minim, and he had a mizonot, let's say. En birkat ala mechya poteret et basar v'et dagim. Ala mechya that you're making on the mizonot does not fulfill your obligation for which you ate from basar and dagim. So in that case, so many you'd have to make nefashot on the basar v'et dagim and ala mechya on the mizonot that you ate. The last halakha, which is an interesting halakha, which Hakam Ovadia discusses, so let's say a person ate, again, our story of grapes. He ate kezayit of anavim. And now he had a half a kezayit of an apple and a half a kezayit of a cucumber. So now, together, if you join both of them, the half a kezayit of cucumber and the half a kezayit of orange, you get a borei nefashot. But since you're combining them, already he says you can say ya ala etz on the grapes, and that covers the borei nefashot. Because since you have an apple over there, which is normally borei nefashot, and we said etz covers the nefashot of other fruit, therefore all you have to make in that case is ala etz, and you don't have to make borei nefashot on anything. So again, the halakha quickly is, when you're having perot from the zayin minim, the beracha harana that you make on the zayin minim covers the nefashot for other types of fruit that are from the tree. Only from the tree, not from fruits that come from the ground. However, making ala mechya does not cover basar v'dagim. Making ala gefen does not cover also other perot.